All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Segment two. We do thank Travis Watson for joining us. Appreciate your patience from a listening standpoint. I think Travis was on a cell phone, had a little bit of a break up there. That sometimes is a problem, but we still were anxious to have him on and glad he could take a few minutes. Right now, we're going to go to Frank Maloney, who's going to bring you the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
We selected the men's baseball game on Friday down at Clemson. The 12th-ranked Wahoos were down a run in the ninth inning. Things were looking bleak when Mike Pepe hit a pinch-hit game-tying single to extend the contest.
Little bingle. RBI bingle.
And then he crushed the go-ahead solo home run in the 11th, and he became a hero to lead the Wahoos to their ninth straight win over the Clemson Tigers. How about them apples?
Didn't get a 10th straight on Saturday. No, we did win the series on Sunday.
The Hoos went on to win the series with a nice victory on Sunday. Huge road trip win for Brian O'Connor's young Wahoos. And I think these Wahoos are overachieving and gaining a little bit of confidence. And this team is better than advertised.
Well, their pitching is young, right? I think that was the one question mark coming into the season. But they're obviously performing well.
Yeah, they got hitting.
Well, that helps too.
Hitting, right?
You know, this kid, he apparently had a bloop and a blast. Hitting?
Yeah. He took a lot on the chin, but he's hung in there. He stayed in the box. Judging by the cosmetic surgery, everything turned out well.
Well, that's right. You know, these plastic surgeons, they do wonders anymore. Yeah, the Yale Bulldogs coming to town this week, if weather permitting, if the Hoos can get a couple of games in over in Charlottesville. But I think the weather's supposed to change for the better starting tomorrow.
Let's hope so. We've got the Arctic North just arrived today.
It's a chilly, damp day out there today.
Saturday in Greensboro was 75 and breezy.
Yeah.
And 75 people.
And I think it's supposed to be in the 60s here tomorrow. So
you should have seen the bands and all the barbecue and all the stuff outside.
A tailgate.
Yeah, there was a lot of fun out there. I hung out with some guys that drive the Wahoo Mobile that stretch Lincoln. And it was nice to see some Wahoos who were having fun despite Friday's outcome.
Yeah, it's going to get to the point where you don't need to take a change of underwear to go to the ACC tournament if you're a Virginia fan.
Not next year. You predicted next year.
I know.
Big change.
Next year is it.
Make up your mind, Hobo.
I think we are ready to go next year. So take plenty of clothes next year. We're going to be there for the duration.
Darn right. All right. We're going to head to break shortly. Anyhow, were you excited to have Dave Glenn with accsports.com. He also has the Dave Glenn Show, which is heard statewide in North Carolina. And he also has got the ACC Sports Journal, which covers the entire conference. You can pick that up at Food Lions and Barnes & Noble's. Excellent, excellent questioner at the press conferences. I sat near him and has a complete understanding of all the coaches and all the teams and is maybe one of the most well-versed journalists out there.
Well, that's good. Look forward to having him on, get his insights on both the NCAA and NIT tournaments. All right, at any rate, bottom of the hour break now. Stay tuned. The aforementioned Dave Glenn will join us after these messages.